We're partnering with the Persecution Project Foundation right now to help embattled Christians that are being attacked for their faith in the Sudan. Go to ChristmasAirlift.com right now and give whatever you can to help these dear families in the Sudan. ChristmasAirlift.com.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
On earth as it is in heaven. I mean, think about that. On earth as it is in heaven. From the Lord's Prayer, the way that he taught his disciples to pray, on earth as it is in heaven, how impactful that is to your life and my life today. The possibility that God's heart is released this way, that we are instructed as disciples of his to pray that way, that it would be in your life right here on earth as it is in heaven, that the heart of the Father is that way, tuned in to you that way, and you think about praying big prayers, that is a very big prayer. And he instructed his disciples, his followers, as Jesus instructed them to pray that way. So as a disciple of his, you can pray that way, I can pray that way, and actually it brings him pleasure when you do, on earth as it is in heaven. You know, we do not grasp or understand how important to the heart of Almighty God it is to believe him in his capacity of love for us to the degree that capacity actually exists. And I don't know what you think about when we use terms like believing God for the supernatural, for unusual outcomes, for the answers to big prayers, to see signs, wonders, and miracles in our lives. But listen, in the heart of the Father, this is really, really big. And it's not because we have a theology or a movement or, you know, something that's created to be down a rabbit trail with ideas like this. This is not extra biblical at all. Jesus instructed his disciples, pray this way, that it would be on earth like it is in heaven. And Mark 16 is very clear that as he sent them out into all the world, the assignment included signs following, that God would work through them and there would be signs accompanying the things they did, the words they spoke, the message they brought. You know, miraculous signs were the evidence of God working with the disciples through the agency of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, if I do not go, then the Spirit cannot come, but I will go and be with my Father. There again, Mark 16, as Jesus sat down at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, the Spirit of God was assigned to you and me. And we are full of the Holy Spirit, the agency of the voice and the message and the demonstrations of Almighty God in the earth, through your life, through my life, on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. I'm glad you're here today for this podcast, this episode of Running with Horses. We believe for supernatural outcomes in your life today, in this season. In the United States, we're celebrating the season of Thanksgiving. It's a time where our nation pauses to give thanks for the blessings, the many blessings that we have. Families will gather, small groups will gather, neighbors will gather to have a meal. It's the great place, really such a great place to give thanks over a meal. You know, that's covenant language right there, to gather and to share a meal together. That's a covenant idea. That's a God idea. But in this season of Thanksgiving, I am thankful that we have this ability through this podcast to communicate with you how big in the heart of the Father it is for you to experience right here on earth as it is in heaven. And I like to think of it this way. There is a blueprint in heaven. The word says so, that there's a blueprint for the way things should be. The heart of God has already written and outlined and planned how things will be according to the will of God. You know, Paul said to Timothy, see to it that you do all the will of God, Timothy. In other words, don't leave anything on the table. Do everything he said you can do. And you and I get that same admonition from the Father through the Holy Spirit. Don't leave anything behind. Do everything. Do all the will of God. And in this season of Thanksgiving, you can do that. We can do that in our families. We can do that in your nation. We can do all the will of God right here on earth, just like it is in heaven. There's a blueprint in heaven. There's a plan. And to the degree that you can believe God and expect Him to keep His word, basically, is His word any good? Did He really mean that? That you should pray on earth as it is in heaven? Did he mean that? Of course He meant that. Every word of God proves true. Every one. Every word of His proves true. It belongs to you. It's available for the believing. And one more thing. You know, believing is not the same thing as faith. Having faith, living by faith, walking in faith is a ministry of the Spirit of God based in the Word of God. So to the degree that you flood your heart with God's Word, then the capacity to have faith increases. And when the word is absent, but believing is present, obviously that's better than nothing, but it's not the same thing. You see what I'm saying? It's not the same thing. I can believe you said something just because I believe it, but to know you, to know your character, to spend time with you, and to co-labor with you brings another experience, another level of experience in a totally natural way. And so I can partner with you and walk with you on a level that the casual observer, though they might just believe what you say, cannot, because of that relationship. To the degree that you fellowship with God in His Word on a regular basis, your faith will enlarge. It will increase. And these miraculous signs we read about in His Word will become real to you. Again, not because someone is espousing an unusual doctrine or creating a movement that's outside of, Bible restraints, not because someone is coming up with a new idea to create attention or draw attention. Listen, God said, on earth as it is in heaven. He said, His Son said, these miraculous signs will follow those who believe. And He also said, miraculous signs will accompany you as you stand for truth. I read recently probably the greatest expression of spiritual warfare is to continually declare truth, standing in the place, whatever place you have, whatever position you have, to continually say what God says in any matter at any given time. That is warfare. And it attracts the enemy, right? The enemy will come to contend with you, to silence you. Isn't that what that expression, woke? You know, the world is going woke. The counterculture, the cultural transformation is against truth. And if you continually stand to declare truth on earth as it is in heaven, you will attract resistance. You will attract the enemy. His effort to silence you is spiritual warfare. But because of the indwelling spirit, because He has already said right here on earth, just like it is in heaven, pray this way, the kingdom come. So we do, because of that strength, that pronouncement, that enablement, we stand. We stand in the place of God's power. And it says in another place that you are seated with Him. So in the same way that Jesus ascended into heaven, as He gave the disciples the Great Commission, as He ascended into heaven, sat down at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, you and I are seated with Him in heavenly places. Therefore, we have the mind of Christ and we think like Him. This is available to all of those who follow, who are disciples of Jesus Christ. It's part of your inheritance. It's part of the package. It's part of what God said. His eternal word is true. So let's pray that way this morning over you, wherever you are in the world, in the United States, in this season of Thanksgiving, throughout the world, wherever you are, we pray this way. Father, Your kingdom come, Your will be done right here on earth, just like it is in heaven, through each one of us, through our families, in our local communities, our region, in the nation, in our nation's capital cities, in our governments. Father, throughout the earth, we declare that Your kingdom comes today and Your will is done today, and that there are signs, wonders, and miracles exploding in answer to big prayers where You come and make Yourself known. And so the enemy may have his say, but Your sound, Your voice, Your trumpet is way greater, much stronger. We hear that clear sound, the sound of Your trumpet, Your voice of assurance to us right now. And we declare it, Your kingdom comes and Your will is done right here on earth, just like it is in heaven, because You said so. Amen. Listen, agree with me today, for all the will of God throughout the earth We are praying for all the will of God, as Paul said to Timothy. And don't ever forget, you have the mind of Christ. If you have the Spirit of God living on the inside of you, you have the mind of Jesus Christ, and you think like Him.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.